A Bloomington doctor will soon be navigating a thorny issue among his colleagues in the medical community. Paul Peterson is the chief medical officer at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, and in April, he'll become president of the Illinois State Medical Society. Peterson tells GLT's Eric Stocked he will be presiding over a debate over how the society should respond to the apparent likelihood that Illinois will soon legalize the recreational use of marijuana.
The entire medical community, as I mentioned, has significant concerns over the legalization of recreational marijuana.
Can you outline what those concerns are?
Yeah. It's an addictive substance. It may well be and probably is a gateway drug. It's a chemical that impairs functionality. And I think those are probably three very good reasons to be very concerned about its legalization. ISMS understands that and has developed policy principles for regulating marijuana if it were to get legalized for recreational use. You know, there's some concerns about marijuana, even for medical use. It's a drug that is not capable of legally being utilized by anybody in the United States. That's federal law. So it can't be studied. You can't do a controlled study on disease processes because it's federally banned.
One common thread that I hear is that it does help with pain, that it minimizes pain.
I would say that it's widely thought of as a possibility. That doesn't mean it's effective in well-designed, placebo-controlled studies.
So going back to the use of marijuana recreationally, those concerns that you had outlined, what is the association looking for to come to a further conclusion on it? Is it more data that may or may not come since it's still a federally banned substance?
Well, I think that if it were to get legalized for recreational use in Illinois, the Illinois State Medical Society has a number of principles that we think would be important in the implementation of that legalization to protect citizens and particularly vulnerable youth from the exposure to a chemical. There's lots of things that are going on. We've seen a significant increase in, even with medical marijuana availability, we've seen a significant increase in pediatric, psychiatric emergency room visits across the state, somewhere around a 20% increase. Much of that related to marijuana use. That's distressing to see acute psychotic reaction related to a chemical. Now, is that a pure chemical? I can't tell you the answer to that. Is it only that chemical? No, but the kids are testing positive and they're having acute psychotic reactions. Okay, so I'll put one and one together, and most of the times come up with two. It certainly is a factor in that. And what I think we'd like a seat at the table for those forums that have to do with developing the implementation processes should it get legalized.
Do you think that a policy could be enacted that the society would be agreeable to, or would it be agreeable to given that it's a reality that it's probably going to happen one way or the other?
Well, to answer your question, I think that the legislative process is such that probably the best law comes out with one that nobody was happy about. or nobody completely happy about.
Sure.
You are able to have input into things that you're very concerned about and are willing to negotiate across the table with folks who may have a different bent. And then you come up with something that nobody's completely happy with.
This is Sound Ideas. You're listening to State Medical Society President-elect Paul Peterson of OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington, talking with Eric Stock. The Medical Society plans to stage a debate on the pros and cons of legal pot at its annual meeting in Peoria on April 6th before the group takes a formal stance. Peterson also says he's using his platform to address teenage smoking. He recently testified before state lawmakers in support of a measure to ban tobacco sales to anyone younger than 21.
Tobacco usage is probably the number one killer of adults in the United States. We need to reduce the amount of people who start using tobacco. The vast majority of people who start smoking before the age of 21. Oftentimes they are supplied those products by people between the ages of 18 and 21 when they're 15, 16, 17 and can't legally buy those products. Separating out the age difference so that it's advanced to 21 years of age makes logical sense in preventing those folks, because very few 15 and 16 and 17 year olds actually interact with 21, 22, and 23 year olds.
How much do you think it will curtail the use if people have to wait till 21?
Well, of course, that's hard to say, but you know, we have a large number of people who start smoking before the age of 21. The number that we have suggests that there would probably be somewhere around a 45% reduction in tobacco sales in that age frame, which is a significant reduction in the number of people who start.
You had indicated to the lawmakers that the issue is personal for you because of cancer in your family.
It is. My mom and dad both died from complications of lung cancer. My dad had a lung removed, and 2 days following that surgery, he suffered his second massive stroke, and that lung cancer was directly related to his smoking. My mom, about 2 years later, came home or was traveling through and said, "Gosh, I got these lumps in my neck." And yes, the chest x-ray revealed that she had a lung cancer that was now spread significantly, and she did well. But you know, smoking is really hard to quit. My dad had to quit because he was on a ventilator for a month. My mom never did quit, even then. Yeah, while she's undergoing chemotherapy, she had to go out and warm up the car.
I showed you how addictive it is.
Yeah, it's incredibly addictive. And it's not just the nicotine, it's the act of the smoking as well.
You know, the other side of the argument, that if someone is old enough to fight in a war, they should be old enough to be able to make their own choices about their health. How do you counter that?
Well, I think that nationally we ask young men, and sometimes now women, to join the armed forces and protect us nationally. We're asking them as well and making it harder for them to do harmful things to their own bodies that will affect them much later in their life. And assisting in that decision, I think, is appropriate. You know, we have seatbelt laws. You don't have to be, you have to be zero age to wear a seatbelt. Now, it seems logical that when there is such a life-saving procedure as wearing a seatbelt, that people would want to do that. I think not smoking and not starting smoking is another life-saving procedure.
That was Paul Peterson, president-elect of the Illinois State Medical Society, with GLT's Eric Stock. Next week on Sound Ideas, Dr. Peterson will share the Society's view on the various proposals to expand health insurance for more Americans and the challenges they pose.